Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Sam Langford. Batting second. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting third. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Luther Harville. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Bain. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bill Bain. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jack Rothrock. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Phil Toad. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Danny McFadden. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Danny McFadden. And now, play ball. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to first for the out. Langford moves to second. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rothrock. Hodapp reaches second base with a double. Langford scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hodapp scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Toad scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morgan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer strikes out. There goes Rothrock. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bain spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Bain. Rothrock moves to third. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bain fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rothrock scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Indians. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luther Harville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harville is hit by the pitch. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell strikes out. There goes Harville. The throw from Berry to Rogle, and Harville is out. Two outs. Bill Bain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote bunts towards the mound. Bain fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to second. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Williams scores. It's Indians, 2, Red Sox, 2. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden strikes out. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rothrock hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Langford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-1 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Flagstead. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Rogle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogle is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogle hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Harville. Rogle reaches second base with a double. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rogle moves to third. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reagan hits a fly ball towards center. Harville settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Harville. Rogle tags and scores. Meyer tags and moves to second. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Meyer. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Meyer steals third. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0-for-1 in the game. Flagstead hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Meyer scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians too. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luther Harville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harville is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Harville hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Rogel fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Toett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toett is 0-for-0 in the game. Toett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bain fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0-for-1 in the game. McFadden takes first base on ball 4. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rothrock hits a fly ball towards right. Summa settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Summa. McFadden moves to second. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rogel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McFadden scores. Rothrock moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rothrock. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Rothrock steals third. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rogel. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Rogel steals second. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Langford. Meyer reaches second base with a double. Rothrock scores. Rogel scores. It's 7-2, Red Sox. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Reagan takes first base on ball 4. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Flagstead hits a fly ball into center field. Harville settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. George Uhel pinch hits for Bill Bain. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flagstead. Uhel reaches second base with a double. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Langford hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-2 in the game. Lind hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Uhel scores. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hodapp is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willis Hudlin now pitching. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-1 in the game. Tote hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harville throws the ball into Lind, who tags Berry trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Williams moves to third. Two outs. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sewell for a passed ball. Williams scores. It's 8-3, Red Sox. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McFadden hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rothrock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Summa hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Flagstead. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Summa moves to third. Luther Harville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harville is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Harville hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Summa scores. Morgan moves to third. It's 8-4, Red Sox. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Morgan scores. Two outs. It's 8-5, Red Sox. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Jameson now playing left field. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Rogel hits a line drive into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Flagstead hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-2 in the game. Tote hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lind settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a fly ball into right field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Summa for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Morgan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-6, Red Sox. Luther Harville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harville is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Harville hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Harville settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Tate pinch hits for Danny McFadden. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Hoffman now catching. Red Ruffing now pitching. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. he's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rothrock. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Glenn Myatt pinch hits for Willis Hudlin. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sewell scores. It's 8-7, Red Sox. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 0-1 in the game. Jamison bunts towards the mound. Ruffing fields it and throws to first for the out. Myatt moves to second. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Myatt moves to third. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-4 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan misplays the ball. That's an error on Reagan. Myatt scores. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 8, Red Sox, 8. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hodapp takes first base on ball 4. Sewell moves to second. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 2-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Summa hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Hodapp moves to third. Summa moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-8, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hodapp scores. There goes Summa trying to get to home. Flagstedt throws the ball into Hoffman who tags Summa who's trying to score from second, for the out. That run is unearned. It's 10-8, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Red Sox 8. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Milges now pitching. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 2-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Rogel hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 2-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Meyer strikes out. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Reagan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and Boston Red Sox, 8. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.